At one time, Stratt's instruments were the very core of his personality and the beacon of his soul. To so callously disregard his violin and electric guitar was not the real Stratocaster Hopper. The things that Stratt liked now, they blocked the two things that Stratt coveted. The stacks of comic books, magazines, 1980s Earth toys, and even leftover pizza boxes and soda cans. Atop the past that was drained of luster forever stood a monument to the one remaining part of his childhood they refused to let fate part from him. She turned towards Stratt, her voice small and breaking. She could not think of a thing to say. In her shock, she could only repeat her previous utterance. Cello's young mind and her kind heart overclocked themselves with endless questions, but seeing the absence of Stratt's sparkle stole her breath before it could leave her brainstem. There he lay on the bed, chewing boysenberry bubble gum and playing word games with himself. This could not be her brother. She thought to herself that it just couldn't be true. The only thing she felt from him was the icy stare. She would have gladly taken Stratt's anger if he yelled or even screeched at her, but he didn't, and that was even worse. He squinted his eyes and pointed to the door. He wanted her out. Cello sadly cantered out of his room in tears. He just sat there with that silent look of scorn. The moment the door closed behind Cello, Stratt's face stayed unchanged, but on the inside, something foul churned. Not anger, not guilt, but a deeper, colder apathy. More telling was the soul print he spitefully felt towards. Not Cello, not at all. It was Stratt himself. He had just proven by his own impossible standards that he wasn't the soul that he thought he was. Not a mentor, not a musician, not someone worth saving from the silence he'd fallen into. He tightened his grip on the chalk and mindlessly kept going with repeating scratches. Cello's weeping softened into small, frightened breaths. She didn't understand what she had stepped into, only that her brother's heart had shifted in a way that she could feel but could not fix. And in that moment, the fracture between them stopped being invisible. He could hear Cello sobbing through the wall, and for the first time in a long while, a stray tear left his eye. What he had become was unforgivable. He had let down Aunt Dextra as a fellow elder sibling. He let down his mother and father for the line that he just crossed. And he let down Cello most of all. Like an avalanche, his sorrows and nihilism took him over.